We're pretty far off, Fred. I hope we don't run into a sea serpent.
Sea serpent? Don't tell me you believe there are sea serpents. Why, that's just a silly old myth.
Well, it could be, Fred, but I heard stories. Hey, Fred, I got a bite.
Well, pull it in.
Oh, boy, you do. This is a whopper.
What did you catch, Barney?
I think I caught a silly old myth. What'll I do, Fred?
What'll you do? Throw him back, that's what.
Dino, you can't go out till your daddy gets here.
Hi, Wilma.
Hi, Betty. Come on in.
I can't, thanks. Barney's due home any second. I just wanted to check with you. Are we going shopping tomorrow?
Sure thing. Let's get an early start.
What's with Dino?
Every night the same thing. Dino knows Fred gets home exactly at 5, and I let him out to greet Fred. Well, 5 o'clock, and here comes Fred. Okay, Dino, he's home. Go say hello.
This is embarrassing. All the neighbors are looking.
Now be a good boy, Dino. Put him down easy in the easy chair.
Every day he misses that chair. I think he does it on purpose.
Oh, Dino wouldn't do that. Would you, Dino?
Hi, Betty.
Oh, that Dino sure loves you.
Yeah. When Dino loves you, you better belong to some good hospital plan.
Well, anytime you want to give him away, we'll take him.
Not a chance.
Good night, Wilma.
Night, Betty.
Any mail today, honey?
The usual, Fred. More bills and more ads.
Bills and ads. That's all we ever get. I never get a letter from anyone. A shipwrecked sailor on an island in the middle of the ocean gets more notes and bottles than I get.
You don't get letters unless you write. When was the last time you wrote a letter, Fred?
Oh, yeah. I wrote a letter to my mother from Boy Scout camp.
Well, that wasn't last summer, believe me.
I still can't figure it out. All the guys I used to know, close buddies, out every night together. I told them, fellas, my getting married won't change a thing. We'll still chum around together. We'll play cards at my house. My wife will make sandwiches for us. She's a good old Joe. She'll be like one of the gang. What happened? I never hear a word from any of them. You'd think one of them, just one of them would write.
From what I saw of that old gang of yours, half of them never learned to write. And the other half can't read. Except the big sign over the pool hall.
Oh, yeah? They all could read. How else could they figure out their racing forms? Hey, Wilma! This ad is from Gus Gravel.
Who is Gus Gravel?
Well, he's one of the old gang I was just telling you about.
He wants to make a touch, huh?
No, he doesn't. He sent a nice, friendly form announcing that he's running a hotel at the seashore.
Seashore, eh? Well, since you never take me anyplace, there's no chance of running into him, which is good.
Oh, yeah? Hey, wait a minute, Wilma. Tomorrow starts a 3-day weekend. We could get down to Gus's hotel. He might give us a rate for old time's sake.
I've got no old times with Gus what's-his-name. I don't even know him. And if he's one of the old gang, I'd just as soon keep it that way.
There you go again, judging people you don't even know. That's your big trouble, Wilma.
Oh, no, it isn't. My big trouble is you and the way you wolf food down. It's getting bigger all the time.
The way I wolf food down? Listen, when I come home after a hard day's work, I need some nourishment. She did it again. What happened to what we were talking about? Every time a guy calmly discusses something with his wife, somehow he ends up defending himself from something else. They throw you a long, slow curve, and then the fast break. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Gus Gravel in his hotel. After I wolf down my dinner, I'll give him a ring.
That's the way it is, Mr. Gravel. I speak for the entire staff. Now, either you pay us or we all quit.
Be reasonable, Harvey. I'm holding your money for you until the end of the season so you won't fritter it away.
Fritter Schmitter, we're walking out right now. Go find yourself some other pigeons.
Oh, boy. If only I hadn't bet the payroll on that fifth race. Without them, I won't be able to handle the convention crowd that's coming this weekend. Well, there's always a way out. I'll think positively. That's it. Positive thinking. Well, that did it. I'm positively ruined. Gravel Hotel, where the surf meets the rocks. Gus Gravel speaking.
Hiya, Smoothie.
We used to call Gus Smoothie, Wilma.
It figures.
This is your old pal, Fred.
Fred? Fred who? Oh, Flintstone. Hiya, Lard.
They used to call me Lard.
Why not?
How's the old married man?
Great, just great. Hey, Smoo, I was thinking of running down to your place for the big weekend. You think you could give the wife and I a special rate?
Here's the end of a beautiful friendship.
You can? Gee, that's swell. You're a real friend. By the way, my next-door neighbor and his wife ain't got no plans. If I bring them along, can they get a rate, too?
Tell you what, Fred. You bring them along and it won't cost a cent. You'll all be my guests.
Oh, gosh, we couldn't do that. We'd want to pay for something. For our soap and towels, at least. Okay, Smoothie, the soap and towels are free, too.
Goodbye, Fred. See you all this weekend. Boy, what a break. I always could talk old Fatso Freddy into being my pigeon. If his friends are as gullible as he is, I'll con the four of them into working for me. And I'll be able to handle the convention after all. Old Smoothie. I'd forgotten that name, but it fits. I'm still the old Smoothie.
I don't get it, Fred. Why would he give Betty and me a free vacation?
I told you, because he's a sweet, generous, lovable guy. There are a few of us left, you know.
Well, it don't sound right for me, but count me in. I'd love to go.
Well, sure, I'd love to go. But Barney and I'd rather pay our own way.
This Gus person won't accept any money. He insists it's all on the house for old time's sake.
Well, there's something screwy about a hotel owner who won't take money. But I guess we have nothing to lose.
Nothing. Except 3 days away from housework. No ironing, no cooking, no dishes, no cleaning.
Say no more. Let's start packing.
Right. Oh, come on, Fred. Let's get going.
We gotta check our list first. Go ahead, Barney.
Dino?
At the vets.
Fishing gear?
Check.
Bowling balls?
Check.
check. Ping pong set, check-a-rooney. Swimsuits, check-a-doodle. Catcher's mitt, check. Skin diving gear, check-a-rack, check.
Fred, we're only going for 3 days. We're not going to compete in the Olympics.
And I don't want to spend the 3 days sitting here listening to an inventory.
Okay, okay. We had to do this so we wouldn't forget anything. Now we're all set, see? Uh-oh.
What's the matter, Fred?
I forgot the car keys. Women have no sense of humor. Fred Flintstone!
Gus Gravel!
Boy, am I glad to see you! How are you, fatso? You haven't changed a bit. How do you do it, Fred? How do you stay so young?
Why, I exercise a lot, Gus. I lift weights.
Oh, brother. The only exercise he gets is lifting food to his mouth.
And who are those two gorgeous dolls?
Where? Oh, that's my wife, Wilma.
Hello, Mr. Gravel.
And Mr. and Mrs. Barney Rubble, our neighbors.
How do you do?
Hiya, Gus. Hey, how do you two guys rate such beautiful girls? No wonder I never found the right girl to marry. All the best ones are gone. Now, I'll take your stuff up to your rooms. You change into something more comfortable and run down to the beach while I order up a little lunch for you.
How about that guy, Gus?
What a sweet guy.
It's working out great. Smoothie strikes again.
This is the life, hey, Betty?
It sure is. Nothing to do but lie on the beach for 3 days.
I wonder what the poor people are doing.
Hey, you guys, last one in is a rotten dodo egg.
Fred, you'll hurt yourself.
Careful, Fred.
Oh, it's okay. He belongs to a hospital plan.
He's coming out of it now.
Hey, what are you all standing around for? Let's have some fun.
Fred, can't you stay put for 5 minutes?
5 minutes? What for? We're only going to be here for 3 days. Barney, how about going fishing?
Oh, hey, good idea, Fred. Hey, maybe we'll catch a mermaid, huh? Hey, come on, Skipper. Let's get going.
Boy, this outboard motor is heavy. Okay?
Okay.
Pretty far out, Fred. I hope we don't run into a sea serpent.
Sea serpent? Don't tell me you believe there are sea serpents. Why, that's just a silly old myth.
Well, it could be, Fred, but I heard stories. Hey, Fred, I got a bite.
Well, pull it in.
Oh, boy, you do. This is a whopper.
What did you catch, Barney?
I think I caught a silly old myth. What'll I do, Fred?
What'll you do? Throw him back, that's what.
Look out, Fred. You're off in the boat.
It's you, you knucklehead. Help!
Look, Betty. Isn't that Fred and Barney?
How could it be? They're fishing.
Fred?
front desk. Would you repeat that, madam? No, not that part. You say there's two men in your room in a rowboat. Very well, madam. We'll send the house detective up to take care of the two men. You'll have to take care of the rowboat yourself. Really?
I was never so humiliated in my life. You're just lucky we were able to calm that woman down. Now, either you stay out of trouble or you sit quietly on the beach.
Now, woman's right, Fred. Let's just relax for a while, huh?
Relax? Are you kidding? We're on a vacation. You and I are going skin diving, Barney.
These vacation athletes get me down. Where are they now?
Here comes Fred. But where's Barney?
Oh, there's Barney. They're just like a couple of kids, always playing games.
Boy, that's the last time I go skin diving with this guy.
Here comes Fred and his gang. Time for me to go into my act.
Yeah, we're all tired, but a nice dinner will snap us out of it. I'll see what old Smoothie has on the menu. Hi, Smooth. How's about a little lunch? Hey, pal. You all right?
Oh, hello, Fred.
What happened? You look terrible.
Fred, I don't know how to tell you. I feel like a heel.
Tell me what, pal?
Well, I invite you people here for a good time, and what happens? My whole staff walks out on me.
Oh, gee, that's too bad, Smoothie.
Thanks, Fred, thanks. But it's my trouble, not yours. I couldn't possibly ask you to help out.
Help out?
Yeah. Remember how the old gang used to help each other out in the old days?
Yeah.
None of us have the old help-out spirit anymore, have we, Fred?
Oh, yeah? Well, I got the old help-out spirit, Smoothie, and your troubles are my troubles.
Gee, Fred, do you mean it?
You bet I do. And here's the old gang's friendship handshake to prove it. Old Smoothie's had a tough break. His whole staff walked down on him.
Well, that does it.
Yeah, let's get packed and leave.
Leave? Do you mean to tell me you'd leave this sweet, generous guy in his hour of need? How selfish can you get? He invited us here for a free vacation. He rolled out the welcome mat. Then the minute he's in trouble, you want to desert him. You should be ashamed of yourselves.
I feel like a heel.
Me too.
Ditto. Me too.
You're right, Fred. We should help him.
Yeah, Fred. What can we do?
We can offer to help, that's what. Of course, Smooth won't accept being the kind of guy he is. But my conscience won't bother me while we're packing.
Okay, talk to him. Then we'll leave.
That's the spirit. Hey, Smoothie. We've been talking it over, and if there's anything we can do to help out, you just name it.
Gee, Fred, that's great. You be the chef. Barney can be the bellboy. And Wilma and Betty can be the maid. Bless your little hearts. You're true blue through and through. Now,
if you'll excuse me. I know y'all have a lot of work to do.
So, Smoothie won't accept our help, huh?
I guess he doesn't want to hurt our feelings by refusing.
Some vacation. This is what I wanted to get away from. Housework.
Well, at least we don't have to do the cooking. Fred's got that department.
Speaking of Fred, I got an idea that Smoothie character planned this whole thing. Fred is so gullible.
Well, we said we'd help. Now we're stuck for 3 days.
Thank goodness there are only 4 of us.
What is it, Wilma? A riot?
No, worse. A convention. There must be 200 people pouring into the hotel. Go get Barney. I'll get Fred. We're getting out of here.
Roger.
Gee, what a mob.
Barney! Oh, Barney! Barney!
Buddy, what's the idea?
The idea is we're getting out of here.
Now, let's see. The cookbook says to fold in 1 dodo egg. Okay, here goes. And I say it can't be done.
Fred, get that goof off your face. We're leaving.
What do you mean, leaving? We can't let old Smoo down.
Well, old Smoo let us down. He booked in a convention, and the hotel is full of loyal water buffaloes.
Oh, Smoothie wouldn't do a thing like that. I gotta have proof.
Hey, Fred. Make 350 Dino Burgers, 200 with onions, 150 Dodo Egg Sandwiches, 26 cheese omelets, 78 fried chicken livers, 82 tunas on rye, and hurry it up.
That's proof enough. I quit.
But, Fred, how can you do this to me after all I've done for you?
Hey, Smoothie.
Oh, hello, your Imperial Grand Poobah.
Now, what's the delay, pal? We got a lot of hungry water buffaloes waiting for some grub.
There's gonna be a long wait. The cook just quit.
And so did the maids.
And the bellboy.
What'll we do, oh, Grand Poobah? The convention will be ruined.
Ruin nothing. We got our wives along. The Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes Women's Auxiliary. I'll just declare an emergency and make them do all the work.
You're kidding.
Look, boy, back home I'm nothing. But at the convention, I'm the Grand Exalted Imperial Poobah. What I say goes.
Boy, what power for one man to have.
Yeah, stick around, friend. I might let you join the club.
Gee, thanks.
This meeting will now come to order. His Imperial Exalted Grand Poobah, ruler of the Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes, will now speak.
Speak, O Exalted Grand Poobah!
It's amazing, Barney. Must be that kooky hat he's wearing.
Members of the Women's Auxiliary, we are faced with an emergency. The hotel staff has quit, and I hereby order the Women's Auxiliary to save the convention by pitching in and helping out. Group A will do the cooking. Group B will do the washing and ironing. Group C will do the cleaning and dusting. I have spoken. Has anyone anything to say?
You're out of your cotton pick and mine.
Why do you think we are, slaves?
We came here for a vacation.
Cooking, washing, who do you think you are?
Look, Barney. They're breaking up the chairs.
Gee, I never saw women get so mad.
Gangway! Here, friend, consider yourself the new exalted ruler.
After him, girls. He's out in the lobby.
Let's lynch him.
Good idea.
Come on, Barney. Let's get out of here.
Well, if they see you with that hat on, you're dead.
Boy, what a close call. We were lucky to get out of there alive.
Well, what do we do now, Fred? Go home?
What else?
Now hear this, you 2 water buffaloes. Her Highness, your great leader, is going to speak.
You two sports are going to take us to a nice hotel where we can enjoy ourselves.
Yeah, and we don't want to cook, wash, or do any dishes. Capiche?
We hear you, oh great exalted Grand Poobah.
And we obey your highness.
Yeah, if we know what's good for us.